Fix Mobile. Hit you for AJ.
Fix Mobile.
AN4 TFW.
Well, look who's back in town.
Man, I just been lazy and not getting up early in the morning.
Blame you. I don't do that either on my days off.
Did work yesterday.
Good deal. How you guys doing? I was going to see if you, did you go back to work?
I showed up there yesterday to sign up for unemployment, but that was it.
Good.
Yeah, for other people with deck, cabinets, home projects, cleaning out the garage, all kinds of stuff, you name it. Got to go back to work for a rest, I guess.
Seeing that, get back into a routine. Well, is this project you're doing out of charity, or are you getting paid for
them? So the one in North Carolina was charity, just to visit and that, but one for my niece, and then I think I got another one coming up maybe next week that'll pay a few dollars anyway. I'm going to have to get in better shape before I retire, or it's going to kill me.
I've told my wife a good day's worth of hard work to kill me for sure.
Yeah, my sister-in-law was on the second level of her house, and it's like up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, down the stairs. By the time the day was over with, I couldn't hardly move.
So is your wife glad she's headed back to work? Just keep her from boredom?
I'm getting to see the regular customers again and everything and getting back to a routine and that. She's been working, I think she worked 11 hours yesterday, so she's scheduled for about 50-something hours this week. So all the crew ain't back, but they're doing the best they can right now.
So any word on them doing any opening up, running more machines, or it's your place?
Yeah, they just have to, we need more of the country to open up. We need some venues to open up and that. I figure it's going to be, it's probably going to be sometime in June or later before they start really opening up, I would think.
Hopefully sooner than later.
KN4 TFW.
I missed you in the morning.
I talk to you up in the morning, get to talk to you. You guys in the morning. I did catch Ed, when was that? Yesterday morning. I texted him, told him I was headed down the road. He ran out to the truck, talked to me in the work.
Ed today, he must have got through a whole lot earlier. I was running late anyway. I didn't get out of the house till about 5:30, so I ended up being late for work. Late to my own work.
I don't get on to you, be all right.
Owner card on them.
The plant manager yesterday and that, and it's kind of things are just kind of staying even right now. At least they have work, you know what I mean? But just our regular generic product line, we gotta wait for things to start back up before it starts moving.
Well, have they had anybody down there at all working?
40-50% capacity right now, as far as people that are still there at the plant. And that I talked to my partner yesterday, and that they're just things are running pretty well. And that, of course, the bigger machines aren't running, so we'll just have to wait and see when they need me to come back.
Hope you don't wear yourself out before you get back to work.
It was cut the grass day today, and so I kind of laid low. Tried to get on HF, but the bands just weren't really cooperating too much today.
Got a push mower.
I did the rider today, though.
In garden-wise?
Two raised beds and some tomatoes in some pots and that, but man, it's supposed to turn off cold, so I don't know how all that's going to fare.
So, yeah, my wife is, she's been steady on the garden, It's doing pretty good. Loads of strawberries coming in.
Ipsix plant for strawberries, so they're putting on a few in that, but I got a bunch of green ones, but not enough to, you know, make a big old pie or anything.
Wild strawberry, I might have told you this, with two runners on it. We put it in a 4x8 raised bed. That was last year. And we got strawberries off of it last year. This year, that bed is overloaded, bearing strawberries like crazy. And we're going to have to move some of those into another bed. I'm supposed to build one Tuesday, but got caught doing some other things. And but I'll probably do that this weekend.
Yeah, for us with some raised beds, and then I got some radishes coming up, and I got some peas and beans and some cucumbers. My potatoes are doing really good though.
Potatoes are just coming up.
It is, but they're saying it's supposed to get down in the 30s next couple of nights.
Got doggone chilly last night. We had some winds yesterday, didn't we?
And over here, and then the other day it hailed really bad. About, I don't know, ping pong size hail and that, but we didn't have any damage. But yeah, it's pretty breezy here today.
It had 35-mile-an-hour winds at the house yesterday. She figured it'd be a tree down on our drive, but nope, everything's still standing.
Hey, back to work.
Terminated her. I don't think she's going back. She told me she enjoyed staying at the house and working on the garden, doing this and that and the other. I don't know if she'll go back or not.
It means you'll have a home-cooked meal every evening when you get home, right?
Doing a slew of cooking over this COVID thing. And, man, I put some weight on. I think I gained about 8 pounds. I mean, she's doing a good job in the cooking area.
Situation here, I told Susan, I said, man, I need to lose a little bit of weight. We're going to have to cut back on this.
I think I eat more of the home-cooked stuff because to me it tastes a little better. And she knows my favorite stuff. And so that's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
Cheesecake and a peach pound cake. And it's like, yeah, you need to just do one at a time. Don't make both of them at the same time for sure.
And cookies. Peanut butter cookies and some, she made like a cinnamon twirl thingamabob. My goodness. Yeah, it's not the healthiest thing, but once in a while it's not too bad. I can't eat like it every day.
Sweet eater either. I like a piece of pie once in a while, a piece of cake once in a while, but I ain't into all that fancy stuff and bunches of cookies. I just can't do it. KN4TFW.
Hopefully when this thing gets straightened out, we can get together and maybe have to do a cookout over at the house.
Enjoy that. I miss getting together with you guys and miss talking to you guys on the radio all the time every morning.
Yeah, we caught some of that chicken that they were selling $1 a pound, 40-pound boxes. I got a box of legs, and so I had my wife do a dry rub, 3 different dry rubs. So she cooked 3 legs of each, and man, I'm telling you what, that hit the spot. That was good. I don't want to do that every night because I'd get tired of it pretty quick, but maybe this weekend I'll end up doing that again.
Going and doing that one day and that, but then I was out and I saw this traffic in the line for over at the Rutherford Road Farmers Market went from from the farmer's market all the way to 291, down 291 all the way to the Red Lobster, and went all the way down Wade Hampton all the way to past Wade Hampton High School.
Went to the one in Simpsonville, and she waited in line a long time, and they told her it started at 10 a.m. She got there about 9, and they were out of food before she got up there, and the police officer told her that she really needed to be there at 7. That line started forming at 7 o'clock, and he said it was pretty long then. I had a friend who called me, my pastor's wife called me while she was in line, and I said, if you got the money, get it for me, and I met with her and paid her the money, but that, I don't know that I'd have made it either if I tried to go somewhere to get it. She just happened to be there.
Yeah, when I was at Lidl, the line right there, the girl was holding up a sign saying it was a two-hour wait, and it was already 11 o'clock. I just couldn't believe that they wouldn't be out by the time you got up there.
Now, those legs were like turkey legs. They were big and juicy. Man, that was good eating, my friend. I didn't get any, I'd like to got some wings, but they didn't have wings that day. They had legs I think they had legs and breasts or legs and thighs. They didn't have any wings. Because I'd have made up a mess of hot wings now.
Ranch wings. We're not too much on the hot ones, though. I can't do that anymore. I'll pay for it. I won't get no sleep at night.
Steven.
They're on the back deck enjoying the afternoon. And then, like I said, I just finished doing a dump run, and I did cut all the grass, and that I think maybe I'll cook me a burger for dinner.
What she's got in store for dinner tonight, I'll find out when I get home, but I know it'll be good.
I got to renew my fishing license and go ahead and get a lake permit. I guess with all this time off, at least I can do is catch some fish to eat, right?
I know last year I applied for, registered my kayak because I want to put a trolling motor on it for lake fishing. Because I'm telling you, dude, I paddled in lakes. That'll wear your tail out. But at least it would give me, which paddling's not a big deal, but it would give me an opportunity to kind of scoot across the lake a little bit more, explore a little bit more fishing holes. But I haven't put the numbers on my boat, and I'm probably going to end up owing here shortly.
You knew it was like $40 every 2 years.
Much, but I know I'm going to get out and use them. I'm looking forward to getting out in the river, and we'll take you to a little fishing hole up there on Saluda.
I haven't had mine out since I took it to the beach.
Take a frying pan and catch some fish and cook them up and eat lunch on the side of the river.
Yeah.
Many things to do this weekend. I'm not sure. I got a list of stuff to do. Most of it involves cutting some trees and trimming them out for logs and stacking logs. I don't know if I'm going to do any splitting this weekend, but, and then I got company coming up. I'm going to have a busy Saturday.
The season's days off are going to be like Monday and Tuesday, looks like. So, looks like I'll be by myself on the weekends.
No good.
Ask me a list of things to do.
Good either. Well, if she's not there, you can always get forgiveness.
Hey, see, I need to wash some clothes. I got to wash the truck. I think there's about 6 or 8 other things I need to do.
Take 4 in XC. Yeah, I'm going to try to take this evening a little easy.
Yeah, watch a little bit of TV. Definitely not the news, though. KN4TFW.
Seen enough junk. don't need to see any more. But anyhow, yeah, we've been watching that Civil War gold, not Civil War, World War II gold deal. Have you seen that one? In the lines of, you know, the Curse of Oak Island and Civil War gold and all of those things. They're all looking for treasure.
Yeah, I got my fire stick working now, so I'll be able to sit down and watch some of those things. I usually try to wait for a rainy day when you literally can't get nothing done and that to sit down and watch some TV.
Outside, that means I can do inside work. We're still working in the basement a little bit.
Yeah, the kids' battery-powered cars I got to work on and that, get them running so I can take them over to their house and get them out of my yard. The other day, it'd been sitting in the garage for a while, and it has a little ignition switch like on a regular car and that, and that was bad. I had to put a little toggle switch on it, and now I got it running.
Phone call. I'll catch up with you maybe tomorrow sometime or another.
Talking to you. I'll say 73, and I'll try to catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
73 to you, my friend. KK4NXC. I hope you have a good evening. KK4NXC clear.
UUG, Kilo Charlie Niner, Uniform Golf. Seeing if anyone out there can give me an antenna check.